You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. We're joined now by Daryl Good, ag economist at the U of I, to discuss this morning's USDA WASDE and crop production figures. It released 167.4 bushels to the acre as an average corn yield across the nation. This was much smaller than the trade was expecting, Daryl.
It really was. I think depending on which survey you looked at, the market was expecting something 170 to 171, so you'd have to say that this number is about 3 bushels an acre less than expected. And when you put that on a production basis, that's about a quarter billion bushels difference in crop size compared to what the market was thinking a few minutes before the report was released.
Market does not particularly believe the report. Their expectations quite likely now are that a big crop will get bigger. Is that the case?
You know, tongue-in-cheek, you'd say a big crop gets bigger unless it doesn't. I mean, the history is a little bit checkered on that, and it's a little bit hard to forecast that because you can't really forecast all the weather variables that you need to forecast in order to be confident in that. You know, in most years, or in some years, a big crop does get bigger because you have pretty favorable weather in August and into early September, and that favors continued development of a big crop. In other years, that doesn't happen, and the big crop doesn't necessarily get bigger. So clearly the market is expecting that, particularly now that the initial forecast was below the average trade guess. They are even more confident, I think, that the crop estimate will get bigger.
You and Scott Irwin earlier in the year wrote a piece about the weather and what it might mean to the marketplace, that it looked awfully good, but June was not quite as some had expected, and July's been pretty dry.
No, that's right. We look specifically at previous years when the U.S. average yield was well above trend. We picked out 6 years when that had happened since 1960 and tried to chronicle what kind of weather we had during the growing season that led to those kind of yields. And what you found is that the summer was generally cooler than average, with rainfall near average amounts in all 3 months, June, July, and August. And then we noted that this year differed because June was extremely wet, particularly in the western Corn Belt. And then subsequent to writing that piece, we also found out that July was drier than normal. And the one characteristic that has been consistent with previous big crops has been a cool summer. But the rainfall pattern certainly has deviated. And anybody that's using a crop weather model to try to forecast yields, I think, would not have been forecasting the extremely high numbers that some were expecting.
Given that, as you look forward, it will be about not only supply, but demand for this crop. What are your expectations?
I look for corn consumption to continue to increase a bit during the year ahead. In the August WASDE report, the USDA did raise their forecast from the July number, but still are a bit below what we consumed in 2014, the 2013-14 marketing year. I would be a little more optimistic, thinking that with the good profit margins we're seeing in all the sectors that use corn, that these low prices would begin to generate a faster rate of consumption. So basically in each category, ethanol, exports, and feed use, I would be a bit more optimistic than USDA forecasts that we saw today. And that means that probably we're going to keep year-ending stocks well below 2 billion bushels, maybe even below the 1.8 forecast in today's WASDE report. So it'll be important how that unfolds, and certainly the market will monitor that closely, looking at all the indicators and then the real-time information about how fast we are using the crop. But I think there's reason to be pretty optimistic at this point.
Turn your attention, Daryl, now to the soybean crop. USDA says this, on a bushels per acre average, will be the largest crop the United States has ever raised.
It really will be. 45.4 bushels is the August forecast. That would exceed the 2009 record by 1.4 bushels. And I think that's pretty consistent with market expectations, pretty consistent with the weather pattern we've had this year, and pretty consistent with current crop condition ratings. And as a result, I don't think the forecast provided a lot of surprise to the soybean market. We're online for a very large crop this year, probably the biggest uncertainty moving forward on the supply side will be acreage of soybeans. We're still working primarily with the results of the June survey of planted and expected harvested acreage. And there's some speculation about whether all of those intended acres got planted or not. And on August 15th, we'll begin to see the monthly Farm Service Agency reports about prevented acreage. And it will be interesting to see the magnitude of those as they unfold August, September, October, as they get information from producers whether we did see more than expected prevented acres on beans. But right now, it certainly looks like a very large soybean crop unfolding this year.
The trade is anticipating the August 15th release of those FSA numbers. They have been out for many years in the public now. But the numbers are preliminary, and they build over time until USDA actually puts them into place normally in the October crop production report. How much can we divine from the first release of those numbers?
You know, in my opinion, not a lot, because FSA is limited to the farmer reports that they have received and processed to date. And by the August 15th report, that is a varying percentage of all the reporting farmers, but it tends to be a pretty small percentage. And what we've seen is that both the prevented acreage numbers and the planted acreage numbers that farmers certify tend to get bigger as you go from August forward, and the magnitude of that change has not been consistent from year to year. So I don't think we can read a lot into it unless it's, for example, an unusually large or small number that comes out in August, and you would say, even though we expect this to change, the starting point is much different than we might have expected.
And finally, at this point during the marketing year, and I think this is correct, you have been, at least until this point, remaining advocate of sales of new crop soybeans, but that corn might well be stored, if you haven't priced it at this point, for higher prices in the spring. Is that still the case?
In my opinion, I think that is the correct way to go. I think soybeans are still a bit overpriced. The ratio relative to corn is still over 3, which is historically high. I think there's room for spot soybean prices to come down. Similarly, I think the market got way too bearish on corn with the big production estimates. I think they've not yet come around to seeing the big increase in consumption that we might have. And I think the market is still undervalued on corn. And until that changes, I would still want to be an owner of anything that hasn't been previously priced.
Darryl, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Darryl Good, ag economist at the University of Illinois.
Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
Now let's check in with our regular Tuesday afternoon analyst on this 12th day of August, Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
USDA, of course, releasing a bit of a surprise in the corn market this morning and substantiating, I suppose, a very large soybean crop, the largest on record. Which of those two numbers do you think is most important to the trade?
Well, I think right now the bean number probably is, Todd, and I say that out of the simple fact is if we looked at Informa's numbers, which generally try to guess what the government's going to say, they were just slightly above them at 168. We have historically said that the government doesn't like to put all their eggs out. You know, they're putting a little bit out at a time, and until they see a little bit more proof of what is actually yielding or what might happen, they're going to be conservative on this report. So, and I think the trade pretty much feels that. But the beans were the number out there that everybody thinks is supposed to be good, but there's a lot of talk about, you know, too much water some places, later planted some places, even if there are lots and lots of acres. So this number out here to start with, when generally a big crop gets bigger, is more important than the beans, I think, as far as telling us what we have.
Now, are you of a mind for the soybeans? The producers ought to be locking in some new crop pricing?
Well, you know, we have, and we'd like to see just a little bit more of a pop back up here to go ahead and do that. I think that you know, we have a chance of working back up a little closer to the $11 mark before we do that. But, you know, I would have to agree with Dr. Good and say that The beans have the potential, especially looking down at South America, and seeing that they're going to increase their bean production another 5 or 6%, that basically beans have more of a chance of going down than corn does at these levels.
What did the trade feel in the chatter after the report this morning? How did that ensue, and what did it feel like to you?
Well, I think that basically along the way, there were some people surprised that corn sold off early, not surprised it come back later with the lower number like that. There was many advisory firms out there today that in their one little comments said under 168 would be a positive number. And we come in there, and here we are slammed down right away. But, you know, we come back and close 10 cents off that number, and I think that that's sort of, as they stopped and looked at everything, they realized it wasn't quite as negative as what they maybe saw in some of the flash comments that come from the algo traders.
And finally, short-term usage per corn. Will it be good between now and August, and will there be quick ships?
Yeah, there's going to be quick shipments for both corn and beans. It's going to be available. The ethanol demand continues to stay very strong. And a lot of the farmers' hands, it's pretty tight hands.
All right. Hey, thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. Joins us here on the closing market report for this Tuesday afternoon. One item quickly, if you have not put into your schedule to join me and the rest of the Ag research team here on the Urbana-Champaign campus. I'm just the reporter, of course. For Agronomy Day this Thursday at 7 a.m. on the South Farms, please do now. You can check it out. Look up Agronomy Day and University of Illinois.